Welcome back into the Bobcat Halftime Show right here on News Talk 1230 KFJB. Brianna Lewis with you tonight. We're here with tight end Carson Williams as well as middle linebacker and recent recruit. I didn't realize, but you have committed on your college playing days to continue that in the MAC, right?
Yep. I'm going to Buffalo, New York to play football in college. I'll be playing tight end, and I'm not sure when I go there yet, but I'll be going there next fall.
Talk about the recruiting process. I'm sure it was a little bit different with COVID. I had read a lot of different things about, you know, some commits were making their commitment to their school without even stepping foot on their campus. What was it like for you?
It was different because I didn't get a look at Buffalo's campus, and I still haven't, and I still won't be able to for a while. But it was weird right away just because you couldn't really talk to a lot of the coaches in person, so there was a lot of Zoom calls, and you just kind of learned how to do the recruiting process, I guess you could say. It's hard to explain, just kind of got to go through it. But Buffalo, just the way they recruited me, really pushed me to make my decision. And we Zoomed 3 to 4 times a week, and that really helped a lot too. And we did virtual visits all through their campus, and that helped a lot too. So that helped.
Yeah, I bet it did. You know, for the fans who may not know, who else was giving you looks as far as tight end?
A lot of the FCS schools around Iowa, so like North Dakota State, UNI, a lot of those schools around. Northern Illinois is in Buffalo's conference. Eastern Michigan offered me. And then there's a few Power 5 schools who were contacting me through the whole thing, and they still do a little bit.
Coming back for your season, your senior season here, you led the Bobcats in receptions last year and had a phenomenal season at tight end, but you also had a really good defensive year last year. You're going to play middle linebacker this year for the Bobcats, 40-plus tackles last year, led the team in interceptions, I believe, at 2 as well last year. You know, talk about that side of the ball. I'm sure tight end is obviously a big focus for you. You want to do great things, but now you're kind of the quarterback on defense.
Yeah, I like playing middle linebacker. It's just, it's kind of not, linebackers I kind of pictured as kind of the heart of the defense because there are a lot of the times they can, like, stop the run game and stuff. So playing, I like playing both ways. It just keeps you focused in the game the whole time. And like, I get tired sometimes, but you're just so focused into the game. It's not terrible. So I'm really looking forward to playing that this year.
COVID obviously has played a big role in 2020 here and for your senior season. I'm sure you're happy that you're just going to be playing some meaningful games, right?
Yep. Yeah, I'm just glad we're able to play this season because I know the majority of the states aren't playing, so I'm just happy they're giving us a chance and seeing how that goes.
Of course, you bring back a senior quarterback and Brendan Bates. You're going to be playing alongside him, and there's a lot of guys back, not only on the offensive line, but running back. There's a good stable there. Everybody from the sophomore and Nick Rebick, who got playing time last year. So there's a really healthy squad that is back here for this this Bobcat squad. What's your take on that? How exciting is it?
Oh, we're pumped about it. You can just tell at practice there's a lot more energy, and just compared to last year, practice is just way different because a lot of the starters actually know what they're doing and everybody's more into it and I guess taking it a lot more serious because we know if we can play up to our ability, we can be good.
Good luck this season, and congrats on your commitment to Buffalo.
Thank you.
All right, the pride of Khalil Mack as well. I'm sure that has to be kind of cool, right?
Yeah, that's cool. His brother also went there, too, and he's actually on the Bears with Khalil. So.
Okay, all right. Yeah. That's awesome. That's great to hear. Carson Williams, tight end with us with the Bobcat Halftime Show. We're back. We'll take a look at the scoreboard around Central Iowa next. You are listening to Bobcat Football right here on News Talk 1230 KFJB.